As usual, none. Do I have a motion to approve the September 5th minutes?
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
How about the Yigs?
Aye. Make sure this.
Okay.
Okay. Resolution to appoint the Honorable Joe Cardinelli Boy to the Racine Kenosha Community Access Agency Board. Do I have a motion?
I so move.
Second.
Okay, Joe is hung up in the town of Summers at a board meeting. Do we wish to put this off until January to vote on him? It's up to the committee, or we can vote on.
I prefer to put that off.
Put it off until January?
Mm-hmm.
John, how much of a problem?
Well, it becomes a problem through the process, so we'd have to start all over again with the county exec issuing a new recommendation for that, and the clock just starts over again. So things that aren't done by tonight, that's why we had to put them on the county board agenda for tonight, don't make the calendar, so we have to wait till next year for that. The only suggestion I would have, and certainly it's up to the committee, that if you move the appointment forward, I believe we could get Mr. Cardinelli here to a meeting if you wanted to discuss things with him at that point in time.
Rick?
Yeah, I mean, I not only went over his resume or whatever you want to call it here, but I've known Joe personally, and I can vouch for him without him having to tell me any additional information. So I would prefer we just move on with this and not create any problems.
Yeah, I know Joe personally too. I've been involved as well.
No problem.
I would prefer to ask questions to him in person. So.
So can we set up a meeting for?
Well, if you're asking for the process to stop, then we certainly would start the process over again in January, is my understanding. And certainly Janine has had more conversations with third floor than I, but I believe it has to do something with your calendar, and the county board resolutions need to be in by today.
I'll move that we vote on this tonight.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
We have the gentleman's contact information. I mean, I would wonder what is absolutely so pressing that it could not be asked other ways, but that he absolutely would have to be here to answer it. I can't imagine what that would be.
Well, I've seen in the paper, you know, some of his actions on Summers' board were in contention there, so.
Certainly that should have no bearing on this, Mr. Chairman.
No, that should have no bearing on this.
This particular entity also oversees our WIC program, which is rather important to the constituents of my district. So I'd certainly like somebody in the governance seat at the table.
Okay, I'll call for a vote. All in favor of appointing Joe to the board?
No, no. This voting on it. The motion was to vote tonight.
Okay.
Then we have to go in if it passes.
Okay, all in favor to vote on a motion to vote tonight?
Yigs first.
Oh, yeah. Aye.
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 Chairman votes aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we're voting on Joe.
Now we're voting on whether we're going to approve it or not.
This motion is to vote Joe Cardinelli to the Racine Kenosha Community Action Agency Board.
It's already been made and seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nay.
Motion's carried.
They're carried, I understand.
This one will be easier. A resolution to appoint Rick Gallo to the Kenosha County Workforce Development Board.
Mr. Gallo is here tonight, as you can see. He'd certainly be representing the labor portion that is requirement on our Workforce Development Board. So I will turn it over to the committee and Mr. Gallo.
Do we have any questions for Mr. Gallo?
Would you like to speak? You got to say a few words.
I would be happy to answer questions. I guess by way of introduction, I understand that you have had access to the resume that I provided. I can just say that in addition to that, I've been since April president of the Kenosha AFL-CIO Council, and we've had a number of issues there that we've moved forward on. And I, you know, think that my usefulness to the county and the Workforce Development Board would be a positive thing, so.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Youth and governance?
You gotta ask any questions?
Yeah, I don't really understand. Yeah, so I get like he's getting like appointed, like, great.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand what is it like.
What his role is?
Yeah, I don't understand any of that.
I can explain the Workforce Development Board. We have a local board that oversees most of our federal funding that we get for work placement of a dollar. So it's through the Workforce Innovation Opportunities Act, WIOA, WIOA. The board oversees that, makes recommendations on programs, gets a lot of information on the economy, what employers are seeking, what we're maybe have gaps on when it comes to our people that are out in the market looking for employment, whether that's education or further job training. So these dollars help with training. If you're a dislocated worker, meaning you got laid off somewhere, there's dollars for that. There's dollars for youth between ages of 14 to 21 for employment opportunities. So that's what this board would be doing, listening to that, providing advice, and voting on certain things related to the money.
And Mr. Cardinal would like to be a part of that
board. Mr. Gallo.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. He's not the last guy.
You'd be a member of that board, and the board actually has a number of representatives from education. So we have Carthage on there. We have Parkside. We have Gateway. We have the Unified part of that. Out west of the eye, Westosha. Dr. Pierce sits on that. Labor is part of that. And then also the programs that feed into it. I know the two gentlemen here are part of it that sit on that and attend those meetings on a regular basis. They're open to the public, so you can attend at any point in time. They do start at 7:30 in the morning, and they meet quarterly to go over information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will. Go ahead, John.
I'd just like to thank Mr. Gallo for attending. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Andy.
All in favor of appointing Mr. Gallo?
Aye.
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 Aye. Of course, aye.
Chair votes aye. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that wasn't at all painful, was it?
No. I'm waiting for the clamps to come out of there.
Approval of, do I have a motion to approve the ordinance to make changes to Chapter 16 of the Municipal Code of Kenosha County?
I have Mark Melotic here from Health, and this is the statute that dictates a lot of what they can do in environmental, and it's a chance for us. We had to take a little break there. It's an opportunity for us now to match our local ordinance with what the state has. So Mark can explain a little bit about that.
Our Chapter 16, it does the environmental health program. With the restaurants, to retail foods, hotels, motels, campgrounds, all these rec ed types of facilities. There was a merger at the state. Department of Health merged their programs into Department of Agriculture. So what happened, all the codes went from DHS to Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection. So I had to change all our code references in here to meet that requirement. So the DHS codes don't exist anymore. They're all Department of Agriculture. So, and then like one license was food distributors. That was found that we could not do that license anymore under Department of Ag because it's covered underneath their warehouse license. So we just updated this whole ordinance that way. And we'll be making more changes as this merge continues and they, fine-tune it quite a bit.
We should mention that John Moyer from Corporation Council worked on this with Mark. John would have been here this evening, except he's at a sports banquet over at St. Joe's for his son. So if we need him, I have his cell number.
Well,
so this, the state of Wisconsin is getting rid of the Department of Health Services entirely?
No, no. The one section in Department of Health was rec ed and food.
Okay.
That merged into Department of Agriculture, so that's all covered under them now.
Okay, I was making sure I hadn't missed something.
Leah, you had a question?
No, I was just...
I had a question. Does this change anything other than the first three words of the ordinance?
It just changes, like, instead of Chapter 196, it goes DHS 196, it goes to Department of Agriculture 75.
So
that types of, those types of changes.
Okay, so there's really no change to the ordinance?
Not really.
Go ahead.
So the same rules are still in place, but the actual, like, name of it has changed?
Just the number, yeah. The governing agent and then the number.
So please forgive me, and you're going to hate me for this. This is just my weird curiosity. I was sent two copies of the document, and I was looking at both. There was something that looked like a carve-out for the dairy industry about cheese not having to be, like, a fee associated with, like, free samples or something.
Well,
does it sound familiar?
Sounds familiar, and, like, taverns are exempt from any sample licensing as long as they can serve hard cheeses and sausage.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can't license those. Our ordinance actually allows us to license it with a food and beverage license because we reference a different state statute that allows us to hold sanitation, you know, purposes, you know, for there.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
No,
there was something.
Crazy.
All right.
You know, the part of the code that says that they have to have butter on hand at every restaurant in Wisconsin, you know, that's spelled out in 75.
Really?
I had heard that. I think historically we had something about, like, cheese served with, like, apple pie and ice cream or something is, like, state law. So that's why I'm reading through and I'm going, ooh, that looks interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in Wisconsin, you have to serve butter in a restaurant, right?
You have to have it available, yes.
Yeah. At one point, you couldn't even have margarine in the place.
Correct.
John?
Yeah. Well, I know she said hard cheese and sausage. Can you serve soft cheese and sausage at a bar then?
Yes, you can.
Without this license or whatever.
Right. But they're not that particular about it.
Okay, so any kind of cheese is covered
right there.
Okay.
So, right.
Yeah. Am I seeing that these... Looks like fee increases are part of the state requirement?
No. The fee increases, that's already in our ordinance that we move our to meet how much work we do in each program. We raise it accordingly up to 5% a year.
So they all went up 5%?
No. The restaurant license stayed the same.
Oh.
So we only charge what it costs us to run a program. You know, by state law, that's how we have to run it. So our restaurant license stayed flat this past year.
Any more questions? All in favor, youth and governance?
Aye.
Brett? Aye.
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 John?
Aye.
Aye.
Andy?
Chair votes aye.
Any other business authorized by law?
Since he's here, don't you want to ask
him
about
the restaurants? Did you want to know about anything coming in or not?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
What's happening with Portillo's?
Yeah, let's get the big one out of the way.
Yeah.
When is Portillo's
open? They're not. They haven't called us back.
Well, get on
what?
The phone.
You know?
Oh, my God. This is an outrage.
So, I mean, our biggest builder right now is Quick Trip. They're building on every corner, it seems. They bought all PDQs in the state, you know, 34 of them. They're building, 34. They want to get up to, I think they have about 500 stations down, but they want to get up to 600 very quickly. They're part of a big organization that's with the state. You know, they have their own commissaries. They make all their own bakeries. They have their own bakery, their own dairy, you know, for their cheeses and that. So they don't outsource a whole lot for that whole company. But they're going to be building several more gas stations within Kenosha. Uline is just finishing up their expansion. They have H2, right, our headquarters, another building. We have a food facility in that one. Also in 142, we have a commissary in that facility. Burger King is opening soon in summer. Starbucks is opening a new facility next to Under Armour and the Prime Outlets. Iguana Juana is a new Mexican restaurant over by Highway 50 and H area there, about a 200-seat Mexican restaurant. That should be opening up next week. That Finney's Thai restaurant moved over to where Cousin Subs was to make room for their Blackhawk Credit Union going in their old building, which is going to be part of the county employees credit union. They're merging into them. So we just licensed a couple new pizza places in Paddock Lake, Antioch Pizza and Bella Pizza. The Legion downtown, they have new operators in the basement. It's called 58 Below, and they're going to be making a kitchen in that facility now. Cooler near the lake is going to be called Slip 56, and they're going to be putting a kitchen in that facility too, where Cooler near the lake really didn't have much kitchens before. Rustic Road, the old one is Swede's Bar, and now they're going into Matt's on Main, so they're working on the construction of that one. We had the plans for a Fairfield Inn in Pleasant Prairie, behind the McDonald's there. We have the plans for Long John Silver's and Chick-fil-A. No word on the timetable for those. And I got a call from Mission Barbecue today. It's going to build in Kenosha, but they cannot tell me where.
Has Lou Malnati's ever called you? I email them every month.
Okay. No, they haven't. Okay.
Can
I tell you, the interstate is going to expand more and more from, you know, 142 up to KR, especially with the expansion of Foxconn. We have all that open land there and the Summers agreement with the city and that now, so we expect a lot more growth going there.
What's going on? They're building something right next to that Mexican restaurant, that new one.
Okay, the Guanajuato out there?
Yeah.
We didn't know, because Chick-fil-A called us, but we think this is just a two-storefront building that's going in there.
It's not a restaurant.
Sometimes they build them, and then they'll come in later, and they'll fast a restaurant to it. So a lot of stuff going on. And this has helped us, because, you know, with the state merging together, they're kind of taking some of our money sources away. And so this has been helping us maintain our bottom line. Now temporary restaurants can purchase one from the state, where before they had to buy it in the county they were servicing. So by buying it from the state, we could only charge a $30 inspection fee. So we're losing some revenue that way. So we're probably going to readjust our fees to help get back in line, you know, after we do all the math and see how much we actually lost.
But so 140 or I-94 is going to look like a restaurant from KR to the state line.
I would think so, because they're going to have sewer and water there. Yeah. So, and Foxconn is building on KR and between KR and L.
Rumors.
Yeah.
They put the shovel in the ground. It's not true.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's going on with that Fleet Farm? It's supposed to be out by Kunstler's Trucking, isn't it?
Right. I haven't got any plans on it, but, you know, because I heard they're supposed to be building, they wanted to buy all the Blaine's Farm and Fleets, because this was sold from the family, the Fleet Farm portion was. And Blaine's didn't want to sell, so they said, oh, I'm just going to build Fleet Farms next to all the Blaine's. These are the rumors you hear, you know. So.
Yeah. And did you say there's an Antioch restaurant chain building in Paddock Lake?
Yeah, Antioch Pizza.
I never heard of it.
They're moving to a location next to the True Value in Paddock Lake.
Oh, okay.
A little strip mall
yeah,
there. They're putting the pizza place.
Used to be the yogurt place there.
Right. So,
fast food wherever you go.
Wherever you go, they got something building, yes. You know, well, we're getting another hotel at least. That's always nice. So at least a lot of your construction's done on Highway 50. So that's settling down. I did have plans. I believe Quick Trip was building out there, you know, behind Rotstock, but we haven't heard anything else yet. We just had a plot of land that they showed that they were looking at, you know, starting building.
They have a gas station on every corner right now.
Well, their big operation is food, because they don't make much money on gasoline, so they really push all the food sales on it. Mm-hmm. That's their motto.
Any talk about the Greyhound property?
I haven't had any action on it. Okay. Now, the city said that it was being sold for an industrial park.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Didn't Antrainian say something Monday about there was a business or a factory going in?
Right.
I wasn't there.
Oh, that's right.
So.
He wasn't specific, but Did something happen?
But, well, there's a lot of growth going on, and a lot of it obviously is in the food industry, you know. Well, you have Gordon Foods warehouse there, affiliate warehouse here. So Amazon, they sell a lot of food now too.
Yeah.
So
Amazon sells everything.
They do. And it was funny because I asked the state, because you can order food online. It's like, well, if it's from directly from a company to a consumer, they need a retail license. And if they're in Kenosha, then I should be getting a license from them. And it comes to find out they don't have any food for sale on that site. You know, they have a special area that they have, like, just a few regional areas where they sell food, you know, that they store it for sale. So.
And as the drone's going to drop it off while it's still hot?
Hey, your turkey dinner's on its way.
Has anybody got anything?
So when, sorry, if I could real quick, when Amazon, if they do start selling food out of here, are they subject to tell you, or do we have to search for that?
They're subject to tell us, yes. Yeah, because, yeah.
So we'll have to search for it.
Sometimes you have to fight with the state for the information.
Well, we all know somebody that works there, so, I mean, we got some inside.
So, but, because I asked the state if they had a license. They said they had a warehouse license there. Mm-hmm. So I asked one of the guys that runs all the licensing. I was like, do you have a warehouse license there? He goes, no, I got nothing. To come to find out, they don't have any food. They don't need it there, okay. So. But we'll find out. We are fighting with the state a little bit, you know, on some of the changes. I'll just give you one change we really don't like. Is they're proposing giving nonprofits 12 free days of selling food a year. So right now in the code it gives them 3 free days. So like your church festival, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we inspect it but we don't charge them anything. Now they want to expand it to 12, and we're like, well, you know, our code is based on science, and that's a lot of meals being served out in our community without having any regulations on them.
Yeah.
And I was on the code committee, and they said, well, either you're going to give them 12 or we're going to go for 50. And I was like, well, it doesn't matter. I can't keep track of 12. I ain't going to keep track of 50. You know, that's just too much, you know, for each nonprofit. So, and then that revenue that we used to get from all the nonprofits, too. You know, it was only $146 for a license, but still, it paid for our inspection fees. So the state, most health departments don't like it. But the state said that this is what we're doing, so live with it. So the hearing for that code is on Friday after Thanksgiving in Madison, or the Wednesday before Thanksgiving in, like, Eau Claire. So they really don't want anybody to go by putting it on these dates, you know?
Well, sure, losing a lot of local control.
Well, everybody is.
Yeah.
And it's a heavy-handed estate right now, which is unusual because we're not used to that, because when it was under Department of Health, we had more cooperation amongst, you know, the groups.
So it would make sense to keep it closer to the source than to keep moving it farther away.
Well, you know, I don't know when they started doing 3 free days for church festivals or nonprofits. And that was fine. That's a good thing. We still don't look at, you know, potluck dinners or things like that that all these private organizations have. That's not part of this. It's when they sell big things to the public. So when they started the 3 days, I don't know when that's occurred, but now these places, our churches are restaurants. You know, every Friday night during Lent, you know, each church is serving 200 to 400 meals. We're talking thousands of meals, you know, every week being served that aren't going to be regulated. So I was like, what, you have to wait till something occurs before you start, you know, looking at them again? So we'll find out more as this goes down the road.
Hey, keep us informed. I find this kind of interesting.
So, yeah. I will. So, I'll look for Pontellos to see if
get the priorities.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Leah. You had something
no,
to
I didn't. Sorry.
Hey, you're off scot-free.
All right.
You know, get back to us about Pontellos.
Okay.
Got the best damn hot dogs. And ribs. Any other business authorized by law? Any committee members got any comments? Okay, I'm going to ask committee. I talked a little bit to Mike Gravely Saturday, Sunday, I don't know what day, about asking him, would you like to have him come in like in January and give us what the fentanyl problem is really like in Kenosha County, John. It's getting worse, as I hear. Fentanyl?
Yes, it's bad.
And maybe have Mike come in and...
The district attorney's office?
Yeah.
Certainly, we can... I can make these arrangements if you'd like him to come and talk, and our medical examiner could also come to the meeting and give you the latest stats on that, but...
David?
How fast can we make that happen? Can we do that before the new year?
No, we don't have the ability to do that.
I can give you stats on it if you'd like, you know, on so far what they've gotten through the autopsies and fentanyl deaths versus others.
You want that?
We can. I'm of these minds, just because it's December doesn't mean we don't work.
I was trying to think after the holidays, the fentanyl and the drug use and the would be, you know, we can cover the whole year.
Well, and then back to the December question, I mean, kind of historically, this committee hasn't met in December, but that doesn't mean we can't have a meeting yet, you know, with the holidays. And
I'll leave it to the committee. How do you feel? You want to meet in December and talk to Mr. Gravely about the fentanyl issue?
In December, we have the dinner on that night.
Yeah. We'd have to meet on a different night.
That's fine. We can work around the dinner.
Yeah, he can come to the dinner.
I remember the conductor of the CSO, George Salty, saying, I suppose if you don't like to work, I guess I'm difficult. I guess I'm the same way.
I mean,
I guess I would need to know what you're looking for from the district attorney's office. I mean, certainly they're prosecuting cases, and maybe they're picking up more prosecutions from that, but if you're looking at the impact that fentanyl has on the user, then, you know, we got another piece of that, and it could be the medical examiner's office. I mean, this could grow and be larger unless you just want the concentration to be on what the prosecution's doing about those issues.
I would think the larger issue, but that's just my opinion. I kind of like to see if there's pockets, you know.
We have those maps.
Yeah.
We can bring you the maps from 2010 to through 16 as far as where the overdoses have been in our community.
And it's and I'm hearing it's spreading farther west out into the county where at
Twin
one
Lakes
point...
Twin Lakes has got quite a few, and then the Antioch area around the border there.
Andy, you had something?
No. Just to add to the DA's office being here, we wanted to know about the Veterans Court also. About pushing for that also.
John?
I think January's fine with me because I wanted to see kind of the whole year's statistics of, you know, and what's going on.
Yeah, that's good.
Can we, Rick?
Yeah, I believe it was today's paper. I could be corrected on that. There was two different cases of, the home invasion in Summers from a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another instance in the paper of a drug addict creating a crime. So, you know, it's something we should really be looking at. I think we're doing well with the programs that we have, and I'm interested, and I'd like to hear, you know, what we can, if there's anything else we can do or what direction we should be looking at.
Well, we can make that just the agenda for the meeting then, probably go for a while.
Then we'll do it in January, bring the district attorney and
medical examiner. I'd like to hear from her.
Okay.
And the county coroner.
Sure, medical examiner.
Should be in her new digs by then?
No, I don't believe that's going to occur until late spring. Yeah, okay. Finish the building here and then redo the
A nice tour of that facility when it gets done, the second floor over there.
We can arrange that. Any other comments? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're out of here.